That mega blizzard roaring across a third of the country is paralyzing the heartland with ice and snow. Motors stranded, schools and airports shuttered. There have been reports of deaths. The storm is billed as one of the worst in decades. It's delivering knockout after knockout from Texas to Maine and taking a toll on a city near Chicago with Linda Lutton, a reporter with public radio station WBEZ. Linda, where are you? What are you seeing?
Well, I am standing in a residential neighborhood at the intersection of two side streets, which have not been plowed yet in Chicago, and all I see is snow, Robin. It's covering small cars to the point really the only thing you can see is an antenna sticking out. We have very high drifts. I can see about a block, and after that, it's all white. It's still snowing here, lots of blowing snow, and they say it's going to get colder. This has been, the Weather Service is saying, the third snowiest storm on record here in Chicago, beating out a snowstorm in 1979. That's part of Chicago lore here, so this is a really big storm.
Well, and we know you've been spending a lot of time in the Pilsen neighborhood. I don't know if that's where you are right now. What's happening there?
Well, this is a working class neighborhood. We've got people with shovels, but mostly pretty deserted. Pretty much all the cars that had been parked here last night are still here. They're completely snowed in. There's very little chance of getting out. That's people's main job today, I guess, as many people don't have to go to work and students don't have to go to school. Chicago Public Schools closing schools.
Well, now tell us about this, because we're embarrassed here in New England that this is the first time in 12 years that the schools have been closed. Schools have been closed, you know, every other week up and down the eastern seaboard. So really, they've been able to keep schools open till now?
It's a point of pride, Robin, with the city of Chicago and Mayor Daley to keep the schools open. You know, they argue that many kids depend on schools for a safe and warm place to be, a place to get breakfast and lunch, and that's 400,000 children being watched during the day. Their parents need to get to work, so the mayor here takes it very seriously. There were still doubts yesterday afternoon whether they would actually close schools or not, but the decision was made late yesterday.
Well, but I mean, you know, this is hitting across the country for the first time in history. Missouri's Interstate 70 between St. Louis and Kansas City was shut down. Tulsa, Oklahoma shut down its newspaper. Also in Oklahoma, they had cases where ambulances had to walk blocks to get to patients. Wisconsin seeing 10 to 15 feet drifts. But tell us just what's happening on Lakeshore Drive there. We know it was closed, and we heard that there was expected to be, you know, pretty much a lot of the lake up on the drive with these huge waves. So what's happened there?
Well, it's my understanding, and I haven't been able to get there, actually, but my understanding is that, you know, the drive was closed. Many passengers stranded there on Lakeshore Drive, which is a major artery to get north or south in the city along the lake. And, you know, it's never closed, and it is today. It remains closed, and we've got folks that were stranded pretty much all night. No matter where you were trying to get last night in the city, I talked to someone who works on the northwest side and tried to get down to her southwest side neighborhood. That's usually a trip that would take about 20 minutes. She was in her car for 4 hours yesterday. So no matter where you were trying to get, very, very difficult traveling between yesterday and today.
And the airport, O'Hare Airport?
Yes, completely. All flights canceled today. That's 2,500 flights canceled between O'Hare and Midway, both airports canceling flights, which, of course, affects the rest of the country, this being a major hub for the U.S.
Okay, well, you know, presumably we all know what to do. You know, check on the elderly, make sure kids are bundled up. But is there any sense, I mean, we're hearing that even snow plows are having a hard time removing this. It feels as if Chicagoans in particular have to hunker down for a long time.
They may be hunkering down. I was on this neighborhood sort of commercial strip earlier today, and there's very, very little going on. Most of the vehicles I saw on the street were actually either emergency vehicles, police, it's an ambulance, but also the garbage trucks here have had plows fitted to them. But as I was saying earlier, the plows have not been able to come down the side streets. I've been watching cars come down the street I'm standing on, and they just take a look at it and pretty much turn around. So
Linda Hutton with WBEZ in Chicago. Thanks so much. Be safe.
Thank you.